Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And if you missed that keyword for $1,000 to pay your bills, still time to text in the word VAULT, V-A-U-L-T,
vault.
72881. Again, doing that all the way until 4 o'clock today.
How are you feeling right now?
It's been
almost a week since I know you lost your beloved dog, Madden.
Yeah, so talked about it on the show on Friday. I was off on Thursday. And it's been hard. Mm-hmm. It's been really hard. And anyone who has ever had a pet and lost that pet knows what this feels like. And I don't know. I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of, I guess, not surprised.
It's different for you when you go home.
I'm not surprised how hard of a time my fiance is having.
Okay.
I mean, Madden was 13 and a half, and mm-hmm. she had him since he was a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's had health issues, so we knew that this day was coming.
Right.
Wouldn't quite know when. It was kind of surprising how it happened mm-hmm. that quickly, but I mean, that's what happens.
Right.
So obviously I'd thought about this, but I'm a little surprised how hard of a time I'm having with it.
Yeah.
Again, you know, her dog, I meet her. Obviously, I meet him through her.
Right.
And I got to spend, you know, the last couple years of his life. And I expected...
And you had never had a dog before, correct?
No, I've always only had a cat.
So this was kind of your first dog.
And growing up, I always wanted a dog, mm-hmm. honestly. And I'm going to be...
Right.
But he really grew on me. And as annoying as he could be at times, you know, I loved him. So I expected to be sad when he went. But not quite like this. Like, it's getting a little better. Uh-huh. Again, I said it on the show earlier, time heals all.
Right.
But it's been kind of...
It's only been a week, Corey.
It's still fresh.
It hasn't been that much time.
It's still fresh. I mean, we haven't even got his ashes mm-hmm. back yet.
Yeah.
Which will happen sometime this week, and I'm sure that's going to be emotional again.
Which raises the question for me is, mm-hmm. how long are you going to wait? Are you going to get another dog?
Well, hold on.
Before
I get to that, I want to kind of get a little more into what it's been like. There's been like a depressing aura around
okay.
the house, right? And for why that question comes mm-hmm. up. So for a dog that wasn't all that noisy, like he was little, but he wasn't really yippy. He would bark
right.
a little bit, but not bad. That place is awful quiet without him being there.
Yeah.
And it's little things. It's like the tapping of his nails on the hardwoods mm-hmm. as he would kind of run around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sound of his food dish. So I don't know if you have ever heard of dogs that do this, but he would push or he would like kind of paw his food out of his bowl.
Right.
And that would kind of push it on the bathroom tile
uh-huh.
and it would make this noise. Like that's not there anymore. For Pomeranians, they have issues with their tracheas, their throat.
He had a little wheezy collapse. Yeah.
It wasn't a wheeze. He sounded like a goose. He would do goose coughs. So like all those things, those sounds are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the habits that we formed. I mean, especially the past year, giving him all of his meds. Every day we would give him his meds. We'd have to give him ice cream to get him to take his meds.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. And, you know,
it's
you
just so routine.
Exactly. And you have that thought of like, I forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, oh, right, I don't need to get that bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, picking up his pee pads, things, you know, everything
it's
like that.
It's just little things that you took for granted because it was just so routine. And now
right.
you're like, I kind of missed
totally.
That.
Yeah. And it's again, it's one of those things where it's like you don't know what you got till it's gone kind
mm-hmm.
of deal. But it leaves you feeling empty. And one of Courtney's coworkers told her that the only way to really get over that is to get another dog.
Right.
And even that's tricky because it's, you know, again, the gut reaction. And I'll be honest again, I'm just completely transparent about everything on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been looking.
Right.
I've been doing some Googling. I've been trying to, you know, look at some other palms. And,
uh-huh.
But is it the smartest move to go right out and get a new dog? Because that kind of was the thought to start. I mean, so many things on the surface. If you just take it at surface level, it's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You're hurting now. You're missing.
Get a distraction in the mix.
Totally. Bring in a new dog. Give that dog a new home.
Joy. Yeah.
And I have no doubt in my mind that at some point, again, we'll own a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... necessarily now is the right time.
you have to give yourself time to mourn the loss of your dog.
Sure.
I mean, we've talked about this on the show before. My dog passed, my mom's dog passed away a couple months back, and she got a new dog within 2 weeks.
And she was feeling the same exact way. She was distraught. She loved that dog.
And she loves dogs in general. So for her to not have two dogs in the home,
it's that emptiness.
It was just
totally
too much for her. So she went and got a new dog, and training the dog and loving the dog, and, you know, the dog was kind of like a project, if you will, trying to, you know,
well,
get
sure,
it acclimated.
Any new animal, whether it be a puppy or an older dog, still they're going to need to learn the rules of the house and things like that.
And it kind
so they're going to be a project,
It got her mind off of, you know, the fact that my dog had passed away. But I still catch her sometimes calling my new dog my old dog's
name.
Totally.
How can't you if it's that quick?
Exactly.
Right?
It's fresh.
So some experts actually say that getting a new pet, you know, right off the bat is not good because you don't have time to work through your grief, and it can actually end up causing problems for both you and the pet.
Oh, really?
Because again, I mean, it's, you know, you just said it. Your mom still calls the new dog the old dog's name.
Sometimes it slips, yeah.
Right?
And it's just, I don't know, though. Dogs are very different than people. There's just a different bond with an animal. Like if you were to break up with someone and you go date someone new automatically, like that's kind of like not really the move. But for dogs,
not really advised, yeah.
But for dogs, I don't know. I mean, it worked for my mom.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people can't even fathom the fact of not having a dog in the house.
It's hard.
So, yeah. I mean, I think it's a personal choice. I think it's a based on case by case. So if you feel like you're ready and you want to do that, then do that.
Yeah.
If not, take your time, take your mourning, take your grieving, and you'll be ready someday.
I don't know. If we didn't have, you know, a 6-month-old, that's
exactly
a factor in play here as well. I don't know. So I was just kind of curious. I know we'll have a lot of pet people that listen to the show. What did you do in your situation? What was your experience like, especially if it was right away? Did that kind of, I mean, listen, there's a weird feeling you have of like you're almost betraying the other animal.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just replacing them. Like obviously you're never able to truly replace that animal. You can get another animal and you can get,
it can be similar
dogs and dogs and dogs throughout your life, but it's never going to have the same personality. Mm-mm. It's never going to be exactly the same.
Nope.
What was that like for you? I would love to hear from some people in their experiences, not to be a downer, but I mean, look, death is a part of life.
And Corey's really looking for advice. He doesn't know. I mean, you know how to feel, Corey.
I feel torn.
Right.
I feel torn. And
have you talked? Have you like, talked to St. Courtney about this?
Yeah, she's not ready.
She's not ready.
No.
Okay.
I mean, again, you got to go through the grief. But I am curious to hear the experiences of people who did right off the bat, like your mom, just you know, the next
full
week.
Send.
I mean, how long did you wait? If you want to jump into the show this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 222-9800. Amy from Albion on the phone right now. Amy, can you give me maybe some advice on this?
I know it's hard and everything like that. We lost our German Shepherd when my son was like 4 years old.
Oh, I'm
sorry. It was a year and a half before we got another dog like that.
Now, now was that kind of like your strategic move of like, we need to give this a...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.